title tonight. But when he was saying that, he began to tell them, I carried you through the wilderness and your shoes didn't wear out. You know, they stayed strong. He was telling them, and what he was telling them, he said, y'all been living by the word. The word that I told you, I'm going to take you to a land. And so they were living by the word. I mean, what God said, God performed. God told them, I mean, their feet didn't grow out of their shoe 40 years. And God was telling them that. And so I say that a lot because all through the Bible, when I get a big picture in my heart of the children of Israel, God, and on down to Paul and all of them, you know, I see that when they believed God, he manifested himself to them. So I always say it like that. Expectation brings a manifestation. And so I've tried and endeavored to live a lifestyle of continual believing God every day in my body, in my work, on my job, grace for my jobs. Hallelujah. Because I read in the Bible where he told him, he said, now when you get to where I give you houses and lands and I give you all that and everything's in, don't forget me. Don't turn your eyes to other gods. And even told Saul, he said, when you were little, when you needed me, you were humble. But you grew to a place of power. Now you turn from me, you know. But today I was thinking about, and you know, I talked about the children of Israel Sunday morning and how that, you know, they didn't get to enter into the promises of God. Scholars say that it was 11 days from Egypt to the promised land, 11 days straight across or however journey. But because of their complaining and their murmuring and their griping and all of that, he didn't let them experience what he said. And the Bible says in Psalm 78, they limited the Holy One of Israel with their unbelief. How many knows that complaining and things about things in life, I mean, like Sandy, she could have went on complaining about that and, you know, and different things. But she chose to praise God. And God give her a breakthrough. But you know what? The first thing when she hits, and I'm sure, it's a brand new car. You know, man, you get out, boom, and then you get out and you get your light or whatever, and then you finally look and it's a disaster. Was that right? I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I mean, she didn't even get out. Well, anyhow, my point being, that wasn't a good feeling. But the first thing, see, and that's what God was telling them in Deuteronomy 8:3. And Jesus even quoted it to Satan. He quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 to Satan when he was up in the wilderness. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, when Satan was coming. Well, the first thing Sandy did is count it all joy. Count it all, and kept going off. And that give her peace. That give her, according to her words. According to her words, she knew that her daddy, her father, was going to, what was she doing? Living by the word. She chose to live by the word of God instead of fear, you know, and I mean, even working that thing with Robert. Because, I mean, this dude is, he's up on his, he waxes his, I think, lawnmowers and all. I mean, the dude is, he don't let grass get on him much. Nothing wrong with that. He's diligent in that. He takes care of it. When he trades it in, it's worth as much when he got it. I mean, that's a good thing. That's being diligent. But you know what? I felt like this afternoon that God was saying that some of us, maybe not here, we're all over the world. I mean, these sermons go all over the world, literally, and thank God for that. I really thank God for that, that God would even allow us to be around the world. I mean, that's awesome. But I felt like God was saying, take a stand and fight, you know. And even the children of Israel, you know, he told them, I mean, they were murmuring and complaining and all of that. And he told them to take a stand. Take a stand and move toward the sea. Take a stand and move forward. In other words, he was telling them, stop. I mean, he said, take a stand and be quiet. That's what Moses told him. Take a stand and be quiet. When I read that, the Lord told me, he said, whenever you take a stand, he said, and you begin to complain, he said, you're not standing. You're not moving forward. He said, but when you take a stand, he said, that's why he told them, you know, Moses told them, you know, stand firm, and don't complain. Stop complaining. You know, and but see, now they were facing, you know, different battles than us, you know, because they're them armies, God was sending them across, and God was taking out the armies that were against him, that were occupying the promises that God had given them. And they had to fight people on the way to that too. I mean, you know, but one time Jehoshaphat, I believe it's chapter 20, Jehoshaphat, they were three armies that were coming against the children of Israel, coming against them, and Jehoshaphat went and he put the singers together and he sent them out to sing. Sing praises to God. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And when they started singing, God caused them to begin to fight the enemies against each other until they completely destroyed each other. And then they get up on the watchtower and they look out, man, because, I mean, they're watching all the dust fly, all the everything get killed, the children of Israel. You know, God had told them, stand still. I mean, God had given them direct, stand still, take a stand, stand firm, don't be in fear and all that. And because of that, they looked out there, and I mean, everybody's dead. All their enemies are just dead. And they go out, and it took them 3 days to get all the stuff. 3 days. It took them 3 days to pick up. They took their horses, they took their whatever they had. I mean, it took them 3 days, and they didn't even get it all in 3 days. But God spoke to me. He said, just like, and then it reminded me of Sandy, that was praising God whenever she could have said, oh, my God, the insurance ain't going to pay. I mean, this is going to be bad. You know, this is going to cost me. My insurance is going to go. Whatever comes to your mind that is negative against victory in Jesus. Well, but when she began to say, count it all joy, count it all joy. You know what? That was praising God. That's how you praise God. It's not just when we're singing a song on the guitar. That is part of worship and praise to Him. But that individual worship and praise is whenever things are coming against you, you don't look at it like the children of Israel and begin to complain. Hallelujah. I mean, that's unbelief. Why? Because God done said in His Word, the battle belongs to me. I'll fight your battles. I've done went before you. Our duty is to stay in faith and confidence and stay encouraged in the Lord so that He's moving behind the scenes in the things that we can't see. And you know what? Most of the time when I set out to believe God for something, you know, I take a stand. You got to gird up your mind then. You got to be willing to fight the battles that'll come to your mind from just your natural man, the enemy, people, circumstances. You know, some people think because I own my own business that I don't face troubles, you know. But I face every day something. I mean, my mind tells me, has told me for 20 years at different times when the battle's really on, you'd be better off to get a job, man. You put in more hours than, if you put in these kind of hours for somebody, working for somebody, you'd make way more money. But I have to cast down those imaginations. You know, even you know, when job opportunities have come up, pastoring opportunities have come up for me. Offered me good salaries, brand new church, good salaries, and look on the inside, and it ain't the Lord. It's not the Lord. See, because I realize, you know, if you're out of God's grace, if you're out of His will, you're out of grace. You'll fall on your face. But in God's will, you know. Well, it was God's will that they fight. He had done told them, you know, be strong and of good courage. In other words, have confidence in me. I'm God, hallelujah, you know. And I rely on, back when I worked from 5 to 5 a lot of times, you know, and really tired, and come church time, and I learned how to draw off of God's grace. God, you're going to grace me. You're going to grace me. I'm going to do the will of God, and you're going to grace me. Your grace is going to give me the ability. And you know what? I would be 10, 30, 11 o'clock, laying in the bed still talking about the Lord. Got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Just so overwhelmed with what God did in the service that night or whatever. I know that sounds like a small thing, but it don't to me. It wasn't to me. Because I wanted the Wednesday night services, and I was tired, and a lot of times Hope and Teresa wouldn't want to go. To give me some backup. Yeah, let's stay on. But I praise God that that never happened. That she was always excited to go to church, and she was always willing, you know, to, I mean, she was one, when it comes to the will of God, she wouldn't look at the circumstances too much. She'd be like, this is God's will. I thought about this. We'd come into the knowledge back under a long time ago, back in the 90s. We'd come to the knowledge of the children of Israel in the Bible, you know, how that they, some of them murmured and complained, but we'd come to the knowledge, especially her, and got a revelation, their shoes didn't wear out, you know, and all of that, that God kept them. All of them years God provided and fed them water out of flint rock. I mean, flint rock's hard rock. Rain manna out of heaven, and we'd, you know, and I said something about her tires on her blazer, and that's brand new. She said, keep your tongue off of my tires. She said, my tires are not going to wear out. She said, they're not going to wear out. God kept the children of Israel for 40 years, and my tires ain't going to wear out. And I watched those tires year after year after year, and I'm telling you, I thought, these tires has got to be something special because the anointing is on them. And when we got rid of that thing, like I don't know how many years later, those tires were still like brand new. So I thought, glory to God. So one of my brothers, they've been running late for him and his wife, running late for work or transmission. Gear was gone out in their transmission. But it caused me and her to take a stand, and then you're fighting when you say, my tires ain't going to wear out. My God's going to supply. I don't know how, don't know when, but he will do it again. He will come through again. That's all the children of Israel would have had to do. That generation that wouldn't believe God died out. Why did they not experience the promise? They wouldn't fight. See, if we don't fight for our healing, right? Strength, right? You know, I mean, I'm almost 58 years old, and I come in and start my second shift with the cows and all that. And at times I think, I don't know, man. Because I'm thinking on the way home, I got to get home, take a nap where I can get regenerized. You know, get some little energy where I can go do this and do that, you know. That never happens. I go and I tell the Lord, I go in the strength of you, God. You are my strength. You are my strength. And you know what? I receive it. You know? But, you know, I mean, the world will tell you, well, when you get older, you know, it's just the way it is. It just happens. Your body's going to get weaker, and you're going to blah, 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 blah. And I know what the Scripture says. It said, though this outward man perishes, but our inward man that she was telling you about your spirit man, feeding that spirit man, Proverbs 18:14 says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, will sustain him in battle, will sustain him when you're having child trouble. Right? Hallelujah. And but you know, you got to take a stand, and then you got to fight. Somebody say fight. I mean, I've had people to tell me, you know, well, when you, you know, as you get older, your body's going to, I mean, that's just the way it is and blah, 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 you know. And I'd be like, well, I don't know about all that, but I know what the Bible says. I know this outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. And I know that Caleb at 80 don't put a number on weakness. Caleb at 80 years old told God, give me that mountain about 30, 40 years later. Give me what you told me back down yonder. You know why? Because Caleb and Joshua, they were living off of the Word. They were living off of strength in God. They were not looking at all the enemies. They wanted what God told them down yonder. Well, God told me down yonder in the 90s that He would make me wealthy if I would follow Him. He said, if you'll follow me, I'll bring you to the place where you lack nothing. I'm sitting on my porch and I'm looking up at an old sweet gum tree, a big limb. I can still see the limb now. And when I heard that in here, I've never heard God with my ears unless it's speaking through a man like from India. Sometimes God's voice comes through God's people. Then sometimes it comes straight from the Holy Spirit to you. And so my mind, I'm thinking, how can this happen? I work down here driving a truck. You know, I know I done seen a little increase here, you know. And my mind, and then I thought about what the Scripture says. I mean, knows you need to ponder what the Scripture says about your thinking. Because the Bible says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper. It's a discerner of the thoughts. The Word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of my heart and your heart. And so I thought, how can that happen? I mean, I don't understand how that can happen. That's your problem. When you get to doing that, that you're getting into the problem now. You'll get over here like the children of Israel. I mean, they even told Moses, see, because there wasn't no graves down in Egypt, evidently none of them had died yet while they was in Egypt. He said, because there's not any graves in Egypt, now you brought us out here where there'd be graves in the wilderness. Brought us out here to die. Well, you know what? God took that personal. And got, you know, the children of Israel, he said, tell them I heard what they've been saying about me. They were talking about Moses. Why? Because Moses was the Word of God sent to them. Moses was the Word of God, and Moses was the one that had the direction, you know, went up, sought the Lord and all of that. Of course, we individually seek the Lord. We have a great high priest that has went into the heavenlies, Jesus. And he made a way for us to go into the Holy of Holies. We go in. We're in it by the Spirit of God. You know, and so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about that, you know. And then I thought, I'm casting these thoughts out. God, you're the one that's into detail. If they could have just seen that you are going to rain manna, and you know, before time, maybe they wouldn't have started off complaining. So I thought, I'm not going to be a complainer. When my truck breaks down, my transmission goes, I'm not going to start complaining. If it ain't one thing after another, I heard the choir out, Christians out in the field, you know, and I would be doing, their garage door would be tore up or something, and they would say, oh, it's just one thing after another. It was my heat and cooling went out, and my tire blew out, and blah, blah, blah. Then my garage door went out, and if it ain't one thing, it's another. And then I'd look at them and say, well, God is faithful. God will supply all your needs. God will take care of you. I'm here. I'm fixing to fix your little problem. Just like a lady today, I went to Hansville down there, and she's a Christian, one of my regular customers. She's a widow, lives in them housing things, whatever it is. And anyhow, I told her, I said, you know, I just happen to have the part on my truck to be. Oh, she said, praise the Lord, He answers prayers. Like that. I said, He sure does. I'm here. He sent me, Johnny. Because she, her car's sitting outside. She don't want to leave her door open because somebody might walk in and get all of her hoarded stuff. The garage is full. She has to squeeze a car in there, you know. I said, yep. I said, God is a faithful God. I said, He's faithful, praise God. Well, see, that's not something I was telling her to encourage her. She had already prayed, God send him. God make sure he, I don't know, God, I thank you, you know. I mean, and if she's doing all that, I got to get over there. I got to go. And then, if that, you know, I done thought about it. I thought, she told me the chain's hanging down. And I thought, even if I have to go back and get an opener and go back, I'm going to fix this lady in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. But you know what? What if I was a complainer? I wouldn't have got to go to that problem. I could have been back down yonder when God told me that I'm a problem solver. And so, because every phone call had got to my mind that it's nothing but a problem. How many knows you don't want to answer that phone if you know every phone call is a problem? Dee probably knows all about that. She's on a hotline deadline right now. Got about 2 or 3 weeks. Fired her up because Trump's getting in. They throwed it on her. And and so the Lord told me, you know, back yonder, because I'm like, man, every call. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me, because you love Him, because you want His will, then He'll correct you. He'll help you when you're getting in unbelief. He'll bring that word to you. And He spoke to me. He said, I've anointed you to be a problem solver. He said, and I'm going to pay you to do this. And I thought, man, changed my whole perspective of God. Oh, I got to get up, go to work. I got this one. I got a bunch of them. Yeah, blah, 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 you know. Well, what was I doing? I was complaining about the will of God a little bit. Didn't know it. Why? Because God put me, give me a job. I went around telling every man that I saw, you know, that, well, I ain't got a job. Well, I say, well, you shouldn't be eating. What do you mean? We get hungry. I said, to my Bible says, if a man don't work, he don't eat. I said, I guarantee you. Now, I was a little rougher back then, Johnny. I'm taking that word, man. I'm like, bless God, I work. Everybody else needs to work, you know. Praise God, hallelujah. A real man works and takes care of his wife. Now we got the wives learning how to tithe and give and all of that, and they getting more money than the men. I'm like, glory to God, hallelujah. See, Monty didn't know he married a rich woman. He does now, he said. Why? She got in there and got in that Bible, got in there, boy. I mean, she just dove in. I like them people ain't been all that church stuff. They get saved, boy, and they're like, give me a book. I'm going to check out 66 the first year. I mean, she's in the Word, you know. And then when somebody would, I've heard her boy say little stuff, not real negative. He said, shut that mouth, don't say that. And I'm like, whoo! Let me get away from her, I might say something. Which was a good thing. Like Travis had a motorcycle wreck one time, and he wasn't going real fast. It dislocated his hip and different things, you know, and busted the helmet open. Good thing he's wearing a helmet, you know. And I got the phone call, I guess it was from Beth or whatever. And I started out the door over there to where he is at. And Teresa, she said, don't you open that, your mouth over him. And I said, I won't. What she meant is, stay in faith, right? You take a stand. You believe in God. You got a bad report. You don't know what it is. You're supposed to fear not. You're not supposed to fear. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, I've been using this scripture for about a couple of weeks, about every day. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. It says, with prayer and supplication with thankfulness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, that's a type of praising, because I want my enemy scattered, and if he's got any trying to hold some of my stuff or get some of my stuff, I want an ambushment from the angels or something to take place, and I get all of my stuff, and you get all of your stuff. Hallelujah. You know, even Ephesians over there, he says, stand, having your loins girt about with truth. stand. What that word says, it says, take a stand and be firm. Take a stand. I remember, you know, and so I get over there, you know, and I mean, the devil's fixing to rack him up. I mean, they're going helicopter fly. They done made him mad. He ain't talking to nobody. Travis, they done made him mad. Get over there and that little fire chief, whatever he was, he said, we're going, I talked to Travis and Travis talked to me, you know, and everything. And he said, we're going to get a helicopter here. I said, no, you're not going to get a helicopter here. He said, well, I'm doing it for his best interest. I said, you ain't got no more than I got in him. I said, if you call a helicopter to fly him to Birmingham and it turns out he don't need it, you going to pay for it. I said, so you make that call. He said, well, I mean, you're his dad. I said, I sure am. I said, ain't nobody got no more. Well, now I'm standing firm. I'm in faith, and no weapons formed against him will prosper. And I'm not looking at what it looks like. I'm going by the Lord. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now look, you cannot get in the Word and not meditate like Mac was talking about. You know, I still read the Bible, and I don't understand some of it. I just don't understand it, but I read it anyways. But then time comes up down the road, and things change, and chapters changes in your life, and seasons come and seasons go, and then all of a sudden here comes that Word that I read that I didn't understand nothing about and got some revelation. I've already got it in me because I read it. See, we have to set out to live a lifestyle of faith. You got to work on living a lifestyle of faith. When you hear people complaining, they're already complaining about it cold. Hope all of y'all cold freaks are enjoying it. And I'm like, well, I didn't know. Some of us like the cooler weather. We don't like to sweat like a hog. So why can't you rejoice with us? Because it's a little bit cooler. Especially Christians, right? Yes. We're not supposed to complain. We're not supposed to start complaining when the season comes around and pollen's out. We're not supposed to be complaining about it's too hot. Our car ain't this. Our car ain't that. I mean, look, this is what the children of Israel did. And people say, well, I don't complain. And then you hear them when they're caught off guard and they're not in church and they're not really thinking about it. Then all that hogwash, that hogwash comes out. But that hogwash is what they're getting, because there's two foundations Jesus talked about in the Bible. There's some that built their house on the sand, and there's some that built it on rock, the solid foundation. Those that dug in the Word, and they study the Word, and they fast, and they pray, and they set out to take a stand, and they're not going to back down, praise God. Those are the ones when those storms come. I know what happened to my house in the natural. It beat my house up. Beat holes in my roof and all of that stuff. And I'm there and I'm like, oh my God. This is tearing my dream down. Busting out my windows. I went in the house, Johnny. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take it. I mean, I felt out of control. I felt like this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. I believed to get in this house and all of this stuff. And then my mind, over the course of years, people like, well, the insurance company won't pay enough and blah, blah, blah. They just want to rip you off, blah, 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 you know, and all that. Well, I get in there, and God reminded me of the Word of God that I'd preached. He reminded me of it. Right in the middle of that storm, right in the middle of all of that going on, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry. And then I just began from then on to praise God. I begin to tell him I'm not putting my trust in nobody but you. Cursed is now turn to the Word. See, if you don't turn to the Word of God as a Christian, you're going to get confused. You're going to get dismayed. You're going to get disheartened. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to get sidetracked. You're going to get distracted by whatever's going on in your life. But if you don't, if you won't be distracted, and you take a stand when that happens, you just stand firm when that. I've took a stand, but I have to stand firm at times. I turned to the Lord and I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to put my trust in man. I'm not going to put my trust in the insurance company, God. You said you would supply all of my needs. You said you'd work all things together, Romans 8:28. If it's your kids, use it. If it's your storm, your house, use it. Hallelujah. And you know what? Praise God. When it was all said and done, I got more. I got more than enough. I put a metal roof that we was believing for on our house. I had a pump house built out there. Teresa wanted over the well that we want. There's a well out there, and we gave them a bonus for doing it. We didn't put our trust in the insurance company. I don't put my trust in too much of the judicial system. I put it in God. I've ministered to people in jails and all of that stuff, and I've seen things that are not right in the judicial system and the courts and the sticking together and the unfairness and the calling evil good and good evil, and when people, they get it backwards and all of that for whatever reason. But I always told them when they were facing those stuff, the battle belongs to the Lord. If you will turn to the Lord, He will take what's meant for your bad and He will turn it to your good. Don't be at the mercy of the court systems. Be at God's mercy, and His is new every day, right? You let God into that battle. Hallelujah. See, life will overwhelm us. You know, people have told me for years, you need to be LLC so you can't get sued. You need to get a trust fund and put your business into trust fund and all of that. But you don't own it, you use it. You know? And I pondered that, and I thought, well, you know, I mean, me and Teresa has some assets and different things, you know, and I'm going to be wealthier than I am now. I'm going to be rich when I leave here. Why not? I work hard. I sow. I tithe. I believe. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 8:18 that it is He, God. He told the children of Israel, He said, when I bring you into your houses you didn't have and your cars and you got your nice TVs. He didn't say TVs back there. He wasn't on. I'm talking down here now, you know. He and then he goes on down and he tells them, don't forget. And then Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, because remember, he said, it is the Lord your God that gives you the power to obtain wealth because I'm establishing my covenant with you. And he brought Jesus and established that covenant. We are the seed of Abraham through Jesus. And all the promises of God that are in the Bible are yes and in Jesus. Amen. So they're mine. So they're yours if you lay hold. If you take a stand. I told the Lord one time, I said, God, I want to buy land. I would like to buy land with maybe with Travis. You know, this partnership stuff's not good sometimes. So you're taking a chance, right? You go partner. Just say I went partner with Monty. He don't like the way I drive. Well, I'm driving. He's like, well, I drive better. Well, I'm going to drive. See what I'm saying? We're partners. Well, I'm half owner of this business. What I say goes as much as you. See what I'm saying? You got to have everybody on the same page. Following Jesus and the Word, right? That would never happen, but I'm just giving a scenario. Well, you know, and I thought, I don't know, man. He's always behind on his bills at that time, man. He ain't now, you know. And me and Trace had helped him get a trailer and stuff, and he's always late on it, you know. He's not late on his own stuff. It's just on the stuff that's, you know. And so Trace's having to get him every week, you know. And I thought, I don't know if I want land with him or not, you know. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to believe God. My mind's not going to stop me. I'm going to believe God that He'll work all that out for my good. Right? He works all things. Even that, right? Partnership, right? He can work it all out. We can have whatever we can believe God for. Whatever we can believe Him for, we can have. Whether it's in our marriage, I have walked it. 39 years, hallelujah. And I praise God for it. I wouldn't change it for nothing. I wouldn't get up here to lie to you for nothing. If I wanted it changed, I'd say, I can't change it, but God won't let me. It's miserable. Don't get married. I would be lying. It's a joy to fight for your marriage. Because when you have to fight for your marriage, you're turning to God and you're saying, God, you said you would work all things together for my good. You're not entering in to your mate now. You're believing God. Well, guess what God does? Shows up for those that believe him. Regardless of somebody else. Right? Hallelujah. And the Lord told me, he told me one time, he said, I'll do it again. And I knew he was talking about the garage door business. And then he began to give me, and then I was like, I don't know if I want it or not, man. I haven't been in this a long time, you know, and blah, 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 you know. And I had to make my mind up, Johnny, do I want it or not? Do I want the blessings of the Lord or not? Do I want him to increase me or not? Do I do it or not? And I've been 30 years in the garage door business, 30 years. And I told Travis, I mean, I believed. I mean, people wouldn't show up for work. One guy showed up one time, and he could tote half of this church. This dude is huge. He shows up, and me and him's going to Birmingham. Travis, somebody else is going another way, and I'm taking him with me, you know, and shows up, and he says, I just can't take it. I said, take what? Mentally. I said, what? What do you mean mentally? I don't need mentally. I need you to pick this door up. You know, I'm thinking, I don't care about your mental state here. You know, I just don't know about it. So I sent him home, and I went by myself. I took that door, big barrel door, and took the hijack, sent Travis and him home, prayed God, and I believed God. I believed him. I believed God. God, you're going to help me. You're going to strengthen me. Praise God. And I went on down there to Birmingham, and I hung that big door that usually you need two guys to hang that door. I took one down and put it back up and just praised God all the way home. I praised him, and I thought, ain't it how to pay a dime out for this door, God. Oh, glory to God. That mental ascent of his just made me more money. What I'm saying is that was not good, Johnny. I didn't feel like I could really do it, Johnny. I didn't feel like, you know, I felt like, what's the use? You try to believe God. You pay these guys good, man. If they were just hanging here, I would buy them houses. Let God, I've helped them get in houses. I've took them, drove them, and sent and paid and went and got their driver's license, got them straightened up, give them a good job, bought them cars, give them cars and trucks and give them lawnmowers and give them four-wheelers and had intentions. If y'all stick with me, you will own land somewhere. I'll make sure that God's goodness flows through me if he can't get it to you. And none of them made it. But I told Travis, I told him just three or four weeks ago, I told him, I said, you know what? I said, because I wouldn't quit. See, I took a stand, and I was firm. Firm don't mean you're not going to have trouble. You're going to experience trouble. You're going to experience the enemy coming against you. You're going to have to fight your flesh. You're going to have to put it under. You're going to have to say no to the flesh. You're going to have to tell your body you're not going to control how I feel. You're not going to control what I believe. You're going to have to do that from time to time with everything. I'm going to believe God's word. And I told Travis going down the road, and I said, son, I said, I'm experiencing right now the best garage door crew that I have ever had in 30 years. I said, and I believe it's because I wouldn't quit. And I dreamed when he was Aiden's age, maybe he'd want in the garage doors, but I never put it on him, Johnny. I let him find his own heart, let him find his own will. And now I got him and another guy that God sent, and I tell him when we start out to work, every day I tell God, thank you, God, today for your strength. Thank you, God, today for your mercy and your grace with us. Thank you for helping us to do this efficient, Lord, and do it quickly, Lord, and blah, 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 you know. And so I told Travis, I said, we can do more in one day with three of us than I've been able to accomplish in 3 or 4 days with five. I got the best ones I've ever had. Of course, they got me. I'm anointed. I told that boy riding with us, Mac, I mean, he felt like he was a nobody when he come to work. And I told him one day, I said, well, I said, you come over here to work for the Door Kings. And then I told him not too long ago, I told him, I said, do you feel like a door king?
Oh, yeah.
I said, you went from a queen to a king. And I mean, that dude is just, when he gets there, I mean, he gets out of that truck, and I mean, he don't stop. I mean, he done cleaned all the bolts up. We're not through yet. We have to go dig them out of the truck, man. I mean, this dude is just on it. I mean, he can't stand around. That's the anointing on the guy. Hallelujah. Well, I believe for it. I believe for it. Whatever you're believing, God, don't quit when they don't show up. You have to go do it by yourself. Don't quit when nobody's standing there and praising you for your little vision that they think is little. Don't quit. Just praise Him anyways. See, because your praise is bringing your breakthroughs. Your praise is bringing your breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Ended up Travis, they ambulanced him to the hospital up there, and his leg was just out of joint. They had to pop it back in there and all of that. I saved him. The Lord saved him probably $30,000 to $50,000. He didn't have no insurance. He would have got a bill for $30,000 to $50,000 for a helicopter flight. I know I got one from ambulance. Why was it $1,500 to Birmingham? I started to buy me a couple of ambulances. $1,500 for 45 minutes? Good Lord. I don't even need nobody, man. I can drag them out of the house on that stretcher, put them in there, but I got $1,500. I'll make me about $6,000 that night. It's $3,000. Ooh, more than what I thought, $3,000. Man, I told Teresa, man, I would ask the Lord to get 2 or 3 ambulances, man. $3,000 a trip to Birmingham? It's only 50 minutes, you know. But I praise God for it. The ambulance being there, I praised God for it, and I paid it. I believe God to pay it. How many knows? You know, a good name God likes. He wants us to be. All of these little detailed things that we think don't add up, you know, paying our bills on time. Oh, Travis now wants, I mean, he's untied with us financially, and I mean, he's like, Beth, did you pay it? Beth, did you pay it? Pay that. Pay that. Beth, pay that. I started to tell him one day, why don't you just run late, son? No, my credit score. My credit score. I got a good credit score. Teresa's got a higher one than me. I mean, the girl, she's got a higher credit score than me. But the less you use the credit score, the less credit score you're going to have. Jesse Duplantis ain't even got one. His zero. His credit score is zero. I mean, that would just eat some Christians up. God, I'm in the 330. Oh, my God, I can't buy nothing. Oh, yeah, you can be 3 months behind on everything. Buy something, but God says it. He done told me to do it. Called the banker lady. I said, I need this truck right here. And she looked it up, and she said, you're behind on everything. I said, yeah, I know it. I mean, you're behind on everything. She said, nearly 3 months. I said, yeah, I know it. And she said, well, you're going to pay, ain't you? I said, I ain't going nowhere. She said, well, just send me the title. It was over 10 grand. I nearly fell out. I'm like, this boldness works, man. This when God gives you a word, you just boldly call the bank. You ain't begging them. You ain't wondering if you're going to get it. Teresa, one time, I'll try to close with this. She goes by up somewhere down there in Onion and sees a little blazer, and God spoke to her, and God said, that's yours, you can have it. Get home that evening, she said,
God told me.
Boy, I like them excited Christians, boy. I mean, they're just, they can't wait till you get through the door. God spoke to me. God said, I need you to go down there. Let's go. We went down there. I said, that one, yeah. And I said, okay, well, I'll go down there tomorrow. Go down there. God said, I didn't have it. I walked in there and I told them I wanted. They checked my credit score. And they said, nah, you can't have that. They did, man. That's a true story. And so I'm like, I'm out of there, and I'm like, well, she didn't hear God maybe or something, you know. I get home, and I said, well, they said can't have it. I'm telling you right now, you go back down there. Now, I'm talking. She don't talk like that, but she's, you go back down there. She said, God said I can have it. And I started to tell her, you go down there. But God, I just left there, and they told me no. That's kind of embarrassing there, you know. Walk back in there again and say, hey, I want that. They just told me yesterday no. I thought, well, bless God. God, she's sure God said it. I said, well, bless God, I believe it too. She heard the Lord. So I go back down there, and I walk back in there, and I said, I'm here to get my blazer. Didn't he just check you yesterday? I said, I know what he done yesterday. I'm telling you, I come to get my blazer. When she goes back in there to him, he comes out, and he's looking at me. I said, I come to get that blazer. Well, we're just about to look over that, ain't we? He goes in there and picks up all the paperwork, and we go pick our blazer up, thank God. It happens. Well, why I'm telling you that is God tells you stuff that's against all odds, that is against all of your figuring out. It's against all the natural laws, and he says, just believe me. Well, you know what? We can go anywhere we want to today, a few years later, and they'll be like, come on in. Glory, pick you out one. Now, Teresa, you go not too long after that, these salesmen, they kind of get on her nerves, you know. They want you to buy what they want you to buy. And so she goes up there, and they have this little Ford Ranger up there. They go over there, this is one. She says, no, I don't want a Ford Ranger. I'm not going to buy a Ford Ranger. And they said, oh, yeah, man. So she just gets in her truck and leaves the lot. She ain't buying nothing off that lot. She's like, ain't nobody gonna tell them. I know what in my heart. I'm not settling. She said, I'm not settling for less than what God wants me to have. Now I'm telling you that for that reason. You know, you don't settle for less than what God wants you to have. You find out in here, like you found out in here, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I'm the healed of God. Long, satisfied life. Then something wants to linger for year after year. Don't settle. Just don't settle. You took a stand. Now fight. Say it over yourself. Put it on your refrigerator. Whatever you got to do. I'm going forward. God told them to move forward. Quit crying. Keith done a sermon. Quit crying and move forward. You ought to look it up. It's a good one. He's talking about the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. So don't be complaining. I don't care what's going on in your life. Don't let that ball of unbelief begin to roll in your life and in your mind. And what's the use? And I don't know if God will do it. Nah, get back up, grab that word, begin to praise God, and all of that doubt and unbelief will just leave you. Praise God, the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, will come. And this faith that I have, the world didn't give it. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it. Right? This shout that I have, the world didn't, and it can't take it away. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. Take a stand. And if you've took a stand, stand firm and fight. Hallelujah. And God will bring breakthroughs into your life. Let's bow our heads. Father, we pray.